High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
You know, whenever a relationship ends, I always feel the most sorry for the woman.
Why?
Really? Well, because they might be sad about the breakup or whatever, but I know what they're about to go through. They're about to get inundated with dudes trying to pick up the rebound.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
And looks like that's what we've got on the phone today. Patrick emailed us, and he just found out that a girl that he likes recently broke off her engagement, and now he's ready to pounce.
What? Okay, oh, wow. Engagement. That's like a serious thing. That's not just she broke up with her boyfriend.
What's up, Patrick?
Hey, how we doing? And whatever opens the door, I will take with this girl.
Okay.
Wow.
So there's a door open. How do you plan on jamming your way in there?
Gross. That is so gross. Like, oh, God.
Oh, that's a bad way to say it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, God. Patrick.
Well, let's just ask about the girl first. What's her name?
Her name's April.
April?
Okay. Have you known April for a while?
Yeah. We went to high school together, and she has always been the one that got away from me. And it just floats in my mind every so often, you know?
Did you guys have a relationship in high school then?
We came close, we went on a date, and then immediately got awkward right afterwards. We were good friends, and then it was done.
Okay, mm-hmm. Was the date awkward, or?
Well, the date didn't have to be awkward, but I couldn't get it together. I was so nervous.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But here's what we did. I knew that my dad was going to be able to prepare the best meal in the city, and I really wanted to impress her.
Mm.
So he actually made a menu in advance. I invited her over. I gave April the menu a week before, and she was looking forward to it all week.
Okay, so she knew that your dad was involved with this date leading up to it.
Yeah, she did. I'm close with my parents. She'd met him before. You
okay.
know, we were friends.
Okay, so this was in high school, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and so you invited her over to your family's house for dinner.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I was trying to figure out if your dad had a restaurant or something.
Yeah,
okay. So you invited her over to your family's house for dinner, and that was the date that you went on.
Exactly. That was the beginning of this evening that I had kind of like planned for us.
Okay.
So she came over, and dinner went fantastic. It was so good. It was just the two of us. You know, my parents like left us alone and did the whole just being a chef and waitstaff kind of part.
That's really cute.
That is. That's cool.
I know.
It was adorable. And then afterwards, of course, I was like, I'm going to take her out to a movie.
Okay.
So we go out, and we're actually going to go see Night at the Museum, if you remember that old film.
Ben Stiller.
Oh, that's a Ben Stiller film.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was really cool. I find out halfway through that she actually has already seen the movie.
Oh!
I was like, oh, you know, okay, sorry I'm wasting your time. I'm not really sure what to do with this.
And oh, my gosh.
She's like, no, I'm having fun. This is wonderful.
She's the only person in the country that saw Night at the Museum twice.
Quite possibly. And she started throwing up signs left and right that she wanted to escalate something. She just wanted something. She had her arms around my torso. She was holding my hand when she got the chance. And I was so nervous. I froze up. I didn't know how to handle it. I'd had such a crush on her for so long.
Couldn't make the move.
Sweet, awkward Patrick.
Yeah, so awkward. And afterwards, I drive her back to her place, and we're standing outside of her front door. And she's looking at me. And I know what she's wanting to do.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do it.
Oh, no, Patrick.
You didn't kiss her?
I couldn't kiss her. I couldn't do it. And she looked at me. I mean, time passed. It was awkward. She just hugs me and says, I'll see you later, and walks inside.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
So no wonder you got friend-zoned.
You friend-zoned
you
yourself.
You did it to yourself, yeah.
I really did. I crushed my own dreams.
So wait, how long ago was this?
This was 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And you're still that worked up about it.
It stays in your mind, you know? It's like the thing that never happened that you always wanted it to be.
So have you guys been talking over the last 10 years, or are you just stalking her on Facebook, and that's how you know she broke off her engagement?
I haven't kept up with her too much, honestly, over the last 10 years. She kind of stayed in the hometown and I moved out, but a friend of mine recently actually told me about it and said, hey, do you remember this girl? And said, you should try to reconnect with her. And I honestly don't even know if she remembers me, but...
She probably remembers you. She probably remembers you as a dude who wouldn't make a move.
Yeah.
Well, the timid young man, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so you know that her engagement was called off and... Now you want to just call her up and ask her out.
Totally.
And so you think it's going to be cute that we do it in a second date update?
Yeah. I mean, you guys are going to talk with her first. So if she doesn't remember me, I can bail. I can just hang up and let it go.
That's true.
So we're your security blanket is what we are, Patrick. You're still scared.
How did you get her phone number anyway?
People hold on to the same phone number from high school. I know I still have the same one.
Yeah, that's true.
Hers is still the same, yeah. I got lucky.
You know it's still the same?
Yeah. My buddy confirmed it. He pulled it up in his phone. It's the same number.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and see if she remembers you and then see if we can get you a date.
I really hope this works.
I actually do, too.
Yeah, me too.
Do you?
No, not really. I really don't care. I just want to do the second part of the second date update.
Right.
So hang on, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Everybody has the one that got away. I know for me, I dated this girl named Michelle in high school. We went on one date.
Really?
All the signs were there.
Yeah.
I put my hand on her leg. We were watching a movie, everything.
Oh,
I never made a move, never kissed her. I got friend zoned, didn't talk to her after, and I'll always remember her.
Are you serious? That's so romantic.
Yeah, it wasn't so much about the romance. Her dad was an exec at Paramount, and I thought maybe if we like had a long relationship, I could somehow get into the movie industry. So that's what it was about for me. But then again, my first love is my career.
And then you settled for radio.
And then I,
your career.
Settle for radio, and now I'm at the bottom of the barrel.
God, you could have been Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, man.
If I only would have kissed that girl.
Yeah,
you idiot.
Man.
And Patrick is going through the same kind of thing right now. He's on the phone for a second date update. He went out with a girl named April in high school. He was too scared to make a move. Fast forward 10 years later, he just found out that she ended her engagement, and he got her phone number and wants to call her and see if he can get another shot at love. All right, Patrick, you ready?
I am so ready.
Okay, and you heard through the grapevine that she ended her engagement. I didn't even ask. How long ago was that?
It was actually really recently, within the last couple weeks, and I'm trying to pounce while I can.
Yeah.
Okay, so we may call her and she could still be crying.
Hopefully that's not the case, and I can cheer her up.
Yeah, or hopefully she's crying the appropriate amount where she'll give you a chance. You know, where she's like, I just need somebody to hang out with.
This just feels so soon.
Okay.
But...
However you guys can make it happen, I'm up for it.
All right.
All right.
Well, dialing her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this April?
Yeah, this is she.
April, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show?
Okay.
How's it going?
What is that?
Well, I'm calling you today because one of our listeners actually sent us an email asking us if we can get in touch with you.
Is it a joke? What?
Nope. His name is Patrick, and apparently you guys went on a date in high school. I know it's been probably about 10 years since you guys talked. That's what he told us. But he wanted us to call you because he still thinks about you a lot.
What?
Uh-huh.
Is that like, oh my God, that's so crazy, I think about him, what? Or is that not that?
Processing. Okay, processing.
Okay. I'm guessing you didn't expect this phone call.
No. Okay, so...
I'll tell you why we're calling. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So if somebody goes out on a date with a person and then they end up getting blown off or not getting a call back, you can email us and we'll get that person on the phone and ask what happened. So technically, this is a second date update from your first date 10 years ago.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm really shocked. Besides the fact that it's been a decade, I'm just shocked that he's reaching out about me.
He was so cute about you. He told us, like, the awkward story of your guys' date where he had his dad plan this dinner and you went over to his parents' house.
It was very sweet.
What about Patrick, though? Did you actually enjoy going out with him? And were you interested in him?
Oh, my God. I had the biggest crush on that kid.
You did?
Yes.
He said that he always regrets not making a move because he feels like he screwed himself.
Do you remember that moment on the doorstep when he dropped you off?
Yes, and I felt like an idiot because I was, like, practically throwing myself, but he gave me nothing. So I just felt so rejected, and
whoa.
I don't know. I tried to comfort myself by saying maybe he's gay. He must be gay. But I knew he wasn't, so it didn't really provide much comfort, and I ended up getting angry.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what he said. He said you guys didn't really talk much after that.
Well, no, I was humiliated, and I thought, like, I wasn't going to call him.
Oh, okay.
You can understand now, though, like, that it's been 10 years that he was just an awkward teenager that was nervous, right?
I think it's really endearing, especially, you know, with the way the world is now, to know that he was so shy to even want to kiss me when he did. That's just really beyond sweet.
Okay, well, you know what else is endearing? He's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, aren't you excited?
Patrick, are you there?
Hey, April.
Hi. Oh, my God.
It's been a while.
Hi, Patrick. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, like, beyond awkward. Oh, my God.
Do you guys need some help? Are you going to work this one out together? It's just a conversation.
Hi. How have you been?
No.
I've actually been better. I just broke off an engagement. So your timing is impeccable.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that. That sucks. But I want to do what I couldn't do 10 years ago. I want to at least get the chance to take you out. I'm sorry I couldn't do it 10 years ago. I'm sorry that I fell short at the finish line. I really did. But it's weighed on my mind ever since, and I'm really hoping that you'll just give me a second chance.
This is hard for me. Just keep in mind, you know how we were really young back then, and we both were attracted to each other and nothing happened because we were both awkward teenagers, right? So keep that in mind. We're grown-ups now, but back then I didn't have the cognitive skills I have now, so I'm just going to say it, okay, Patrick?
Okay.
I was feeling so rejected by you and so angry. There was that big party that Rob had. You know, Rob was always having those big high school parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember? Okay, so I went and I made out with your brother.
What?
Whoa!
You made out with who?
Your brother, Thomas. I was drunk. I was stupid. I was mad at you for not kissing me.
Oh.
So you went and kissed a lookalike?
Brother? That's messed up.
You know, we were teenagers. It was a crowded house and nothing serious, but, you know, it was definitely a makeout session. And
I'm
I thought it would
I'm
make
so
me
glad.
Feel better and it made me feel worse.
I'm so glad I have all the details. I'm stoked about that. Thank you.
Wait, what
are you upset?
Of course I'm upset. That's really weird. I'm finding out about this at the same time that a lot of people are.
But it was like 10 years ago. I mean,
I can't believe he never told me, and I definitely can't believe you never told me.
I was very immature. It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Second, when you're drunk, especially for the first time, I had no idea how low your inhibitions can go.
Yeah. April, sorry, I'm still trying to get over my shock about this. It's just kind of weird. Like, it feels like losing out all over again. It's kind of a double whammy over here.
Well, yeah, but we were all kids, and I mean, it's not like I made out with your dad when he made dinner for us.
Did you consider making out with my dad?
Valid question, Patrick.
Yeah, why are you bringing that up?
No, I mean, he was old, but he was like a hot old.
What?
What are you... why would you... That's insane.
That's my point, Patrick. You're missing the point. The point is that I liked you, but you didn't make the move. So I had to make the move. And unfortunately, fortunate, whatever, it was with your brother.
Well, April, would you like to go out with Patrick again on a second date and see if maybe he can make a move then?
Oh, man.
I'm open to it because a lot of time has passed. I just feel better having told him everything because it's been weighing on me. So with that, I'm open to possibility with him.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
awesome.
You hear that, Patrick?
I hear it. I feel like I'd be thinking about my brother the entire time. That
is that a good thing or a bad thing for you?
Valid question, Jubal.
No, it's a bad thing. It's a bad thing.
Okay. All right. So Wait. Is that a no then? You don't want to go out with April?
After all this?
I can't do it.
What?
This is a no.
She just made out with your brother. Big deal.
Like 10 years ago,
yeah,
too.
Who cares?
You waited this whole time.
What are you doing? You were painting this beautiful love story, and just this one little thing is going to ruin it all?
It was my brother, and he lied to me about it, and then she lied to me about it, and there's no way I'm getting involved in that again.
Oh, wow.
So
oh
you're still,
gosh.
You're basically still in high school. In a way, I still can't get past that.
Call it whatever you want, but I'm out.
Oh, my right. gosh. I did not expect that.
Me neither.
Patrick, we could really have something together, and you're allowing us to miss the potential a second time.
Look, I don't want my first kiss with you to be thinking about my brother the whole time.
Wow.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
All right. It's your loss. You chickened out. For the second time, I'm making the first move.
Oh, my God. And you
Sorry,
know she's just going to go call your brother
That's
right now,
saying,
right?
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
A text in at 78592 that says, get over it. It was 10 years ago. She's probably lost her virginity since then, too.
No, stop it.
Whoa.
Talking about today's second date update. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. If you missed it, this dude Patrick wanted to call a girl named April. They went out 10 years ago in high school.
Yeah.
He was really attracted to her. She was sending him all the right signals to give her a kiss, but he was too nervous, so he didn't do it. And that was really kind of the last time they hung out even. And fast forward 10 years later, she was engaged, and then that engagement ended. So he heard all about it. And of course, he pounced just like dudes do. They wait until someone's single and they're like, hey, me.
Yep.
And it was just pretty new too. Anyway, we contacted her and she admitted that she was frustrated that he never made a move. 10 years ago. So she made out with his brother at a party.
Oh, man.
Out of revenge. Not currently made out with his brother.
No,
it was like the same month, basically.
Yeah,
at the time.
And in the end, she was willing to give Patrick another chance, but Patrick just couldn't get over the fact that she kissed his brother 10 years ago.
Ooh.
That is so weird to me.
I mean,
this guy, he gets hung up on things.
I
think she dodged a bullet, dude.
I could live with a kiss, like if, you know, somebody
kissed my
brother.
That's all they did was they made
but
out.
But more, maybe not.
But that didn't happen. That's not even on the table.
That's what I'm saying. So I get why he's upset, but not.
And it was 10 years ago.
Yeah,
not
who
upset
cares?
Enough to not see her again.
Well, hopefully he's never talking
school.
To his brother again either.
Yeah, that's a good point. Destroy the family. Absolutely. Turn your back.
If you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.